With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he asked President Trump to remove the controversial Jesus meme from his social media site.
The speaker said he talked to the president as soon as he saw the AI image that depicted Donald Trump as Jesus. Johnson, who is a devout Christian, said taking down the image was the right thing to do. He also told reporters that he didn't think the president thought the image was sacrilegious. The meme sparked controversy, especially among the president's religious supporters, many of whom viewed the image as offensive and blasphemous. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration expects to launch its tariff refund system next week.
It's for issuing refunds to American importers for $166 billion the company's paid in tariffs that the U.S. Supreme Court struck down as unlawful. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said that it has completed the development of the initial phase of the refund system that will consolidate refunds so importers will receive one electronic payment rather than processing refunds on an entry-by-entry basis.
That's correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Lebanon and Israel have held direct diplomatic talks for the first time in decades. Tuesday's meeting at the State Department came after more than a month of conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says there's one major topic in the talks with Lebanon.
Israel and Lebanon don't have any major disputes between them. The problem is Hezbollah. And this is the problem we must address.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the talks a historic opportunity. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points. The Nasdaq rose 455. The S&P 500 advanced by 81 points. This is SRN News. Americans support religious freedom, correspondent Michael Arrington reports.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near-unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. This is SRN News. Former Big Ten football coach Sherrone Moore has been placed on probation.
The sentence follows a confrontation Moore had with his executive assistant shortly after he was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with her. In March, Moore pleaded no contest to trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device. He could have been sentenced to up to 6 months in jail. Moore was fired December 10th after leading the Wolverines for two seasons. He was accused that same day of confronting the woman with whom he had been having an affair and blaming her for his firing. Authorities say the woman had ended the affair and had spoken to school officials about it. I'm Mike Hempen.
Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves will not return from injury in time to begin the Lakers' first-round playoff series against the Houston Rockets. That leaves L.A. without its top two scorers. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.